Edmonton Oil Kings back in the postseason again, but for the first time in a long time, they will start on the road as the underdog as they are in Brandon on Thursday night, 6 o'clock start right here on TSN 1260. Head coach Steve Hamilton joins us as the Oil Kings will set out on the road tomorrow. How long of a bus ride is that to Brandon, Steve?
Oh, it's probably a good 13, 14 with stops, so long day.
Long day. Now, what do you guys stop? Every 3-4 hours? How does it work?
Well, we're heading into Regina tomorrow, which helps. We're going to break it up and stay overnight in Regina and then head in to Brandon on the Wednesday to finish off the leg. So try and split it up as much as we can, because in one shot, it certainly makes for a pretty long day.
Oh, yeah, I would think so. Now, so you get into Regina. Will you practice then tomorrow?
Not tomorrow. We're going to practice in get some other activities set up for tomorrow, but we'll practice on Wednesday before we leave to Brandon. So it's a pretty good setup that way.
Okay. Now, you guys come in as the underdog. Brandon, of course, first in the entire league. And, you know, they're a little bit different because, you know, it's kind of their first time around. They're obviously very skilled. But do you think the playoff inexperience can work in your favor, because you have a lot of guys on your team that have had lengthy playoff runs?
Well, we certainly feel like that's one edge we have to try and utilize a little bit is that experience. We certainly know that they are an up-and-coming team. They're poised to be good for a real long time here. And, you know, I would liken their team now to the 2012 Oil Kings, when we kind of had gone from not winning a playoff series to winning the championship. They're kind of in that same sort of area. So we need to rely on what we do have, which is a ton of experience, and find an edge within that.
What is the biggest concern for you about this Brandon team? What's the best part of their overall game?
Well, they score, their power play. I mean, we can't get into a track meet with them, because we can't win that. And quite honestly, if we get into where we exchange chances, we're going to come out on the short end of the stick. And I think everybody in the league has a pretty good recognition of what they're capable of doing. Open ice, free ice is just a playground for their forwards. So we need to make sure that it's a considerably harder way to get through.
You know, it's interesting, because does Brandon play a style that entices teams to try to run and gun with him?
Yeah, you feel like they might be a little bit loose defensively, and that maybe you can exploit that. But in reality, you look at their goals against, and it was one of the better in the Eastern Conference. So they certainly do have the ability to lock it down as well. Their transition game is very good, and their defensemen are highly skilled and move the puck quickly. And you know, it's a team that's built to play with pace, and they certainly are built with an offensive flair to their game.
Steve Hamilton, head coach of the Oil Kings, joins us. Steve, which line do you think is the most dangerous 5-on-5 that you'll likely try to get Dyson Mayo out against?
That's a good question. You pick your poison. They run a couple. I mean, Tim McGauley has really had a breakout year for Brandon, and you know, he was right up there amongst the scoring leaders. And a year ago, you wouldn't have considered him a major threat. You know, you consider him probably one of their second or third line guys, and he's really catapulted himself into an elite scorer in our league. So he'll get a lot of attention, but really the depth of their group up front is going to require a by-committee group, you know, by-committee effort from our back end. So I don't know that we are going to, especially on the road, get any particular one matchup that we want. So we'll need to be crafty in how we shape it up.
One player I know Craig Button's really high on him, Ivan Provorov, the defenseman, a point-a-game defenseman in the Western Hockey League as a rookie. He just turned 18 years of age. Steve, what do you like about his game? What's the biggest challenge he presents?
Really good puck mover, very crafty in his breakout selection. He doesn't get flustered real easily. I mean, it's important that you have to engage him. Because if you assume the puck is going to go and you flow with the current, he's very crafty at just cutting back or or being elusive, and he gets the puck moving north. Good skater. You don't really feel like he's working that hard as he cruises up the ice, and he's a highly skilled guy. Again, you know, you talk about the team that Kelly's put together. Adding him as a Euro was a very crafty move because he's an elite level talent, and he's only, in hockey terms, a 17-year-old this year.
Yeah, I know. It's nuts, really. And, you know, another guy on that Brandon team who's only 16, and because of his birthday, he misses the draft by 4 days, Nolan Patrick, you know, point-of-game player, 16 years of age. He's 6'3", 185 pounds already. Like, a lot of people project in the 2017 draft, he might be number one overall. He's a real special player.
Without a doubt, he had an impact on the team in the playoffs last year as a 15-year-old, and the last guy I saw have that kind of a, you know, play those kind of minutes and have an impact in the playoffs as a 15-year-old was Braden Point. And I think, you know, Team Canada fans, Moose Jaw fans would recognize what an elite-level player he's become. And, you know, Nolan Patrick's going down the same path. He's a fine young talent, plays with good players, but he complements good players. He certainly isn't the third wheel on the line. You know, he's certainly a contributor. And again, a crafty draft a few years ago got him and Cale Clegg in the top six. And those guys are going to be cornerstones for years to come.
Looking at your team, Steve, you've got a lot of guys who have been through it before. Some of them are likely coming down to the final time. Obviously, your team, as you mentioned, you can't get into an offensive juggernaut. You know, you've lost so many offensive guys. Does your team have to win differently, and do you think your guys can turn that playoff experience switch on?
Well, I do think we have it in us. I feel good about our group. You know, we carried a big burden this year. I'll be honest, it's not easy to be the Memorial Cup champions. We didn't get a whole lot of nights off from anybody else. Especially early in the season, you carry a burden and you want to be part of the legacy that moves it forward after a year like that. And to make the playoffs now, we reset, we really do come down to less of a grind and more of a sprint. So we're in a different time of the year now, and I think there's a legit excitement in our room and a renewed energy. So we need to call upon that. You talked about the experience. I mean, it is not an easy path to go down in the playoffs, and people don't realize you want the road paved the entire way, and it just isn't. You know, how many times did we find ourselves fighting for our lives last year and found a way to get through it? You know, the puck goes a different way. We're not having the same conversation at the end of the year. So I think our guys are open to the fact that, you know what, we are heavy underdogs, and I don't think anybody would say otherwise, but we're in the mix, we're in the conversation, and we are comfortable in tight games, and we are comfortable grinding it out, and that's something that playoff hockey demands.
Grinding it out, who are your lead guys in that department? Like, who's going to set the tone for your team on Thursday night?
Matt Zeller and Luke Bertolucci will be our absolute energy guys on Thursday night, and both of those guys will never wow you with their stats, but they are invaluable pieces of our team. And I'll tell you, both of those guys have nonstop motors, and that the chaos that those guys create, everybody benefits from. So those are the types of players that I would take with me to the playoff run anytime, because everybody knows how valuable character and role guys become in a playoff series.
On your back end, Sautner, Mayo, you throw in Irving. You've got a lot of guys who can play defense back there. Is Brandon a team that physically you can get them off their game?
Yeah, you know what? I think they got more grit than people give them credit for. You're certainly not going to run them out of the building. That just doesn't happen. They're highly skilled, but there certainly is some edge there too. And I think that they've done a good job of complementing their lineup with different guys, different role players. I mean, really for us, it's about playing an aggressive game, because if you go into a series against an offensive power and you're waiting for them to make mistakes, it, like I said before, it just frees up the ice and time and space to skill guys is not really a good recipe. We want to play an aggressive game. We want to attack their defense, and we want to attack them in their zone. And when it comes time, we want to defend efficiently. We want to be quick about it, as much as you can say that. And when there's opportunities to advance puck, we really do need to stretch out the length of the rink, because if we get into a half-ice game where we're just chipping it out and they're bringing it right back in, that's when you get tired, mistakes build. So we've got to stretch the rink out, make sure that they go back and touch their goal line for any kind of breakout opportunity.
And Tristan Jarry, of course, the last line of defense. You know, we saw what he can do last year in the playoffs. So he's going to have to be your best player.
Oh, without a doubt. And that's we made a conscious decision to keep Tristan. We suspected, even at trade deadline time, we'd probably be in a somewhat similar situation as we are. We didn't expect to kind of land in that top four. You know, we are where we are, but I'll take that guy in the pipes for me anytime. So that's we made a conscious decision to keep him. We're hoping that, you know, that level of experience and certainly his overall game is going to really be our ace in the hole.
Well, Steve, best of luck. Enjoy the bus trip. What will be the movie selections of choice?
You know what? I've finished so many series this year. I'm looking for a new one right now. I need a new series. I've finished about four or five, so I'll start something and get a solid 28 hours in here.
Oh, so you're big into TV watching on like Netflix and stuff.
Oh, we got them on our hard drives. I wouldn't say they're illegally downloaded, but I'll say they just showed up on there.
Yeah.
We'll watch entire seasons at a time. So,
oh, yeah.
Time for a new one.
Oh, some of those shows are outstanding. Have you watched the? I'm assuming you've watched the Kevin Spacey House of Cards.
I have not.
House of Cards. It is awesome. Ruthless.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah, House of Cards is great, and there's three seasons now, so that's like 36 hours, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, but we can't get the streaming because we go through Saskatchewan and Manitoba. Terrible internet.
Oh,
terrible internet. Terrible Wi-Fi. So I'll figure something out, Jay. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha, Steve. Steve Hamilton, head coach of the Oil Kings.